point.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Manti Te'o. You heard that name before? It was on Good Morning Football over the weekend. And look, I'm not, if you're a Georgia fan, I want you to lean into the speaker, okay? I'm not talking about Bama per se. I'm talking about anybody that's ever lived through that great period in your team's history, all right? And right now, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Bo, I'm talking to the Florida fans from 15 years ago that enjoyed two national championships in 3 years. I'm talking to the LSU fans that lived through that 2019 season. I'm talking to all the fans out there that lived through that magical run with your university. Manti Te'o was asked about playing Alabama and the 2012 national title.
I saw this, yep.
And here's what he had to say.
Do remember this very vividly. My soon-to-be teammate DJ Fluker and Chance Warmack come running out of the locker room with their jerseys up. Their big bellies are out. And they have their fours up. And I remember DJ going by and saying, womp, 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 womp. And I remember vividly remembering the silence behind me. And I kind of glanced back at my teammates and the eyes on them were so large, I knew at that time, I was like, all right, this is going to be a long day. To my guys' credit, they never flinched. But let me tell you guys, when we played the Alabama team in 2013, there was a difference. There was a difference with those Bama boys.
Bring it in, Georgia fans. If you are listening to that, I want you to just take a step back and understand that you are living at the pinnacle of your fandom. You're doing it right now, man. The good old days are right now. They're right now, all right? And I want you to soak it in. And I'm not saying that Bama hasn't had any good days recently in the last 11 years. That's not true. That's not true at all.
You sound like a Blue Bell
but
commercial.
Let me just tell you right now, Rob, that 2012, that offensive line that rolled in there with Barrett Jones playing center, Chance Warmack, the 10th overall draft pick at left guard, weighing about 330. DJ Fluker, the right tackle, was about 350 himself, the 11th overall pick. Those were some Jessies, Rob.
Yep.
Those were some absolute Jessies up front. To hear him put it forefront, all I thought about was those were the good old days. Florida fans from 16 years ago talk about. I mean, you interchange it, right? If you're here, if you hear him talk about Chance Warmack and DJ Fluker, if you're a Florida fan, you say, "Man, I'm just going to put the name Pouncey in there, right? I'm just going to put the name Tebow in there." If you're a Georgia fan, you're talking about all the crazy players you've had the last couple of years. The LSU fans talking about the wide receiver and the offense from 2019. Just put the names in there. Yeah, Auburn fans, I'll even shout out to you. Go back to the Cam Newton days of 2010, even the Nick Marshall era as well. We've all lived through those glory days, man, and I want you to just soak it in right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. The only people that remember the bad times of those days, of the glory days, are the opposing fans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever – and I've Georgia fans go, yeah, all those criminals you guys had on that team. I don't know what you're talking about. We won two national titles. That's what I don't know what you're talking about. Like, who? Who?
What?
I don't know that guy. And what? just like they won't remember any of the traffic tickets.
No,
the speeding, the reckless speeding and all those things that have happened in Georgia. You do enjoy it. And the fact that Manti, Notre Dame was beat when they stepped on that field.
Oh, it was 17-0 for kickoff.
And they knew it.
I watched that from the Ivy in Buckhead. I did. And I was already like, you know, four drinks deep. And I looked up and I was like, well, I don't have to pay too close attention to this for the rest of the day.
Yep.
This is going down, man.
And that's the national title that Georgia should have had and won.
Yeah, that was the unfortunate reception there inside the 5-yard line that ended the game for Georgia fans.
It should have been thrown away.
Well, you can say that about the Braves, too. 95, I'm thinking, my God, we got, what, 4 or 5 Hall of Famers? Certainly going to win more. You had to wait 29 years to win another one.
But even so, man, what a great time that was. And what a great time it honestly is right now for Braves fans. You're not playing at the bottom of the division.
No.
And the Braves fans have not had to endure many runs like that in the last 30 years. But, God, soak it in, man. You are living in the literal good old days. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Look at Patriots fans. That cupboard is bare up there right now, it seems
exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Well,
don't ever forget.
The people of Boston deserve a loser.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do.
They've been spoiled.
Horrible people, horrible city.
Yeah, they're all just basketball fans now. They're just basketball fans.
That's why I tell people that these people, everybody I've been dealing with on Twitter wants to be negative, negative, negative about everything the Falcons are doing. I'm like, you guys can, well, this is last year. No, this is not the same as last year. Be miserable if you want. I choose to be optimistic and happy and excited about everything they've done this offseason.
You want a smart, lasting, clean? Of course you do. ZeroRez.com. Hey, who deserves a wake-up call? 404-726-0929. We all deserve a wake-up call from time to time. What's your beef? Let us know next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.